The gospel I'm going to read is one of the options for the feast of Saint Faustina, so it's probably not the one indicated in your books. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus answered, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Everyone loves to see babies and small children. And babies, in turn, bring out the best in us. If you post a cute picture of your chubby baby with their fat rolls on Facebook, you immediately get 100 likes and caring compliments. They also bring out the best in us, because we know instinctively how vulnerable children are. And so our desire to provide for them and to protect them surges in our hearts. We become better people. Dr. Janet Smith, a professor I had at the University of Dallas, called having a baby induced maturity. Induced maturity. Almost overnight, you become more kind and patient and hardworking as a parent. You grow up. This is one reason why abortion is so abhorrent. Fear flattens all these good and godly instincts as we put ourselves before and above protecting the defenseless baby in the womb. Babies have to put their total trust in us adults, and abortion viciously violates that trust. Babies teach us to trust. Satan teaches us to be selfish. In the gospel today, Jesus is also irresistibly drawn to the childlike, indeed to babies. He exclaims, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike." And what precisely has God revealed to the childlike and hidden from the wise and the learned? Well, we see it every time we gaze at a picture of a vulnerable, defenseless baby or a small child. Namely, trust. Children trust in adults. And ultimately, they trust in God, because they have to. Adults, on the other hand, too often trust in ourselves. We trust in our smarts. We trust in our money. We trust in our good looks. We trust in our muscles. And the last one we truly trust in is God. But when young parents have their own baby, especially their first baby, they discover their own need for God. In a word, induced maturity. That is the point when many young Catholics start to go back to church. They may still not be entirely convinced they themselves need God, but at least they can see that their baby needs God in his or her life. Eventually, they are put on the right track. And the end of that track is when we learn that we could not lift our pinky finger without the help of God. Total trust in God is what is revealed to the childlike and hidden from the wise and the learned. October 5th is the feast of Saint Faustina Kowalska, a Polish nun who promoted devotion to the Divine Mercy. In 1931, while praying in her convent cell, Jesus appeared to her wearing a white tunic and red and pale blue rays coming from his heart. He said to her, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the signature at the bottom that says, 'Jesus, I trust in you.'" Jesus continued, "I desire that this image be venerated, first in your chapel and then throughout the world. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish." That image was unfurled on the facade of St. Peter's Basilica for all the world to see and venerate on April 30th, the year 2000, when Sister Faustina became Saint Faustina and canonized a saint by Pope St. John Paul II, who you will remember was himself from Poland. If you want to be a saint, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And all the saints know Jesus. And more importantly, all the saints trust in Jesus. Why? Well, because all the saints have learned to be like little children, indeed babies, who are vulnerable and defenseless, and so put their total trust in God. My friends, on the feast of Saint Faustina, we should ask ourselves, who do I trust? The currency of our country, our money, says, "In God we trust." But is our real trust in the money or in the Maker? Perhaps we should ponder why we are so irresistibly attracted to those pictures of chubby babies on Facebook. Maybe they can teach us to trust in Jesus, like St. Faustina did. Because at the end of our lives, it will not matter what you know. It'll only matter who you know. And more precisely, who you trust. Praised be Jesus Christ.